This is Rod Zwanitzer. I'm at the Disaster Response Conference in Fort Wayne, Indiana, at our beloved Concordia Theological Seminary. One of our speakers, and he was the preacher today in chapel, is good friend to KFUO, Pastor Christian Rautenberg. He is the president of the Lutheran Church. Is it of Chile or in Chile?
It's a Confessional Lutheran Church in Chile.
Wonderful.
Of Chile.
And you know, a Christian, he made a presentation here, and you hopefully will put a photo with this of one of the slides you projected. Is Chile has become a country of earthquakes, or has been. Tell us the Lord shaking the, and I remember when I talked to you at Atlanta, Christian, you talked about the epicenter being changed in a lot of ways towards Jesus Christ. Mm-hmm. Still true? Now, that was, you had a series of earthquakes in 2010, and then you had some just recently. Tell us about just a little bit of those earthquakes and more about the epicenter, Jesus, and all of that.
Well, good morning, Rod. Thank you for mail with me. And I say to all people from KFU that greetings from Chile, from our members, our pastors, our schools. Well, it's real. Chile is an earthquake country. You can be prepared in some ways to receive an earthquake, but you never can be prepared to receive an 8.2 or each of these earthquakes cause many damages in houses, but especially in lives, you know, because I say this many times, the earthquake shows to the people the God that they believe. And of course, many people, when earthquake come or happen, discover this God. And probably is not the truly God, but an idol, you know. And then they feel bad because you believe that your life is with many things, but not with the real, truly, and powerful God that shows us His mercy in Christ. And it's a real opportunity for churches, for Christians around the world, not only in a disaster like an earthquake, but another human disasters in families, lives, institutions, churches, that for her. Because people receive and saw the earthquake or the natural disaster or each disaster like law from God. They have the law.
Naturally,
naturally. Even this, of course, they need to confess. But then the work of the church could be, and when I talk about the work of the church, I talk about the Lutheran Church, because our doctrine, that is not only ours, but is a biblical doctrine, is beautiful, is amazing, because people can discover another God.
Amen. Amen. You made me think that Martin Luther talked about, you know, is God in the earthquake? Is God in the tsunami? is God in the fire that we're going to talk about in a minute in your country? And Luther said, yes, but, you know, you really want, don't want only God to be in those things. It, you know, he could be at the end of the hangman's rope, too. But what you really want is God present for you in Jesus Christ.
Of course.
And that's what God wants to do with the earthquakes and the disasters and the fires, doesn't he?
Mm-hmm.
So in your country, Christian, Christ has really been brought to people's attention through mercy, acts of mercy, through the Lutherans in Chile and partners with other people. Tell us about the some of those opportunities that you've had to show mercy in the name of Jesus Christ in your beloved country. And you know, it's great for me to hear some of the things I didn't even know were being done there. For instance, the Mercy and Church Center that you're planning or you're starting to build. I think we saw a drawing, architectural sketch of that. That's really exciting.
Yeah. Yeah, well, the first thing is that we learned in 2010 with his huge earthquake and then the tsunami that people need to hear about Christ. We can respond to take care of his needs, body or material needs, but the best way that we can respond is to put Christ, you know, like his epicenter, like center, you know. And we use this word epicenter because each earthquake has his own epicenter. And all people is trying to watch where was the epicenter. But probably the epicenter is the disaster, emotional, spiritual, in their life. And then church can't respond in a good way with material things, but especially to take care of their spiritual needs. One way that we are developing, we are working in two disasters in north of the Chile, about 2,000 kilometers from Santiago. We are visiting these places once a month with two pastors, and when we can, because it's expensive to send another lay people with us. To do the pastoral work only and deeply, only that simple but deeply at the same time, to pray with the people, to hear them,
mm-hmm.
to confess, to give them the forgiveness, like pastors, and to share the word of God, and show Christ.
You mentioned today in your sermon, Christian, one such opportunity that you had to do pastoral care and share Jesus. I think you said of a woman that was this 3 months after that you went to her and she asked you this question, why should God come to visit me? Was that kind of it?
Yeah, through you.
Through you, yeah. And tell us how you responded.
Oh, I was without words, really, because I never heard so simply and deeply definition about my work, about the church work.
That's a joy of being a pastor, to a servant of Christ,
yeah.
The word,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. Well, another thing is that in Valparaíso, we are trying to build a community center to bring them spiritual care and psychological care.
And are the people, I think you talked about, the people are anxious to have this place to go to be with Christ, some of them.
Yeah, of course. When we visit the place and we ask them, what do you need? People say, we don't need nothing more than you and your presence. Probably they are in darkness for the disaster for their lives, and probably in that definition, they can't understand what they are saying, you know?
Yeah. It's deep felt, and they probably have a hard time putting it into words.
Yeah, yeah. Because they say, we need you, but we know what we need. They need Christ.
And that's because you and the rest of us Lutherans, we want to talk about Christ and pretty much only about Christ. I was going to ask, is this, you were talking about what we would say, the natural knowledge of God through, acts of God, we would call it, earthquakes and fires resulted from that. Do people then kind of think, well, maybe God is angry at me to do this? Is there that kind of thing? Or is it just knowing that God is powerful and we want to try to get on his good side? Mm. Or is it just wanting to discover God?
You know, some people feel like you are saying, but many people feel a vacuum, and they try to find some, but they need the church for this.
Sure.
To find the truly God, to find Christ, and yeah, of course, we saw like pastors in Chile. This doctrinal definition, you know, the natural knowledge about God, of course, they know, but they know a part of God, uh-huh. Not a complete God, and it's amazing to hear them to ask us that that they need care.
They need care for their souls, yeah. Not just for their bodies or their houses or their communities, but for their souls, you're saying.
Yeah. Yeah, because in a disaster, they discover the important things of life, in their life. Sometimes people are too much worried about to pay to the bank my house, to pay my car, to pay the scholar, the tuition in the schools or on university, or maybe they're too much worry about their jobs, and they are lost really because they are worried about things that will be disappear, temporal things.
Now this broadcast is going to go out throughout the Missouri Synod, all the states of this country. I know some of them listening might want to, now that they hear the story about Chile, go on the computer and find out more about your church and maybe even help support you. How could they do that? Could they get a hold of our brothers Ross Johnson and that at LCMS? And if they wanted to give a donation, let's say, to the Valparaiso, where you're building this center, I'm sure you would accept all that and more, right, to spread increase the work of the Lord there in your country?
Yeah, well, you can do this. First, I think, is to support the work of disaster response from LCMS. Because they support us, and then if each support or offer to disaster response, they feel sure that each dollar is going to the correct place.
Okay, and then
but even this, if some congregation or people like to support directly, they can contact us.
And, you know, some of them, I think you have some in the area where I live, actually team up with you where they might even want to send people to help with projects in your country. In summer months and that. So people can contact, again, LCMS Disaster Response and be connected with you, right?
Of course.
To do that too.
Of course. We need, it's a good opportunity not only for help or serve another people with the love of Christ, but to learn too. Because each experience with voluntary team, probably they then when they came back for their congregations, they came back change.
Yeah, and the world is new for them, and you know, this is the second time that I've had the honor and the privilege of being around you. And I think what happens is that we learn, and you talked about this in your sermon, that we have brothers and sisters in Christ around this beautiful world that confess, believe, and practice the same things. How beautiful that is, that to know that I have brothers and sisters in Chile, yeah, and throughout the world that embrace what I do, and that makes me feel good. I think you, and you brought that in your sermon today. That's a real joy. And Paul knew that, as you said from Philippians. And you and I have that too.
Yeah.
And that's a gift from God, isn't it?
Of course.
That we have that koinonia, that fellowship that you preached to us today about.
It's amazing. It's amazing when you receive a brother from Disaster Response. Each member from LCMS can be sure that he is with us through his authorities, like Ross Johnson from Disaster Response, or another. And at the same way, we are here with your congregation, with sharing about, from the Koinonia, our troubles, our challenges, and principle, we are sharing the same Christ, the same God. And so, this cause a really joy.
Amen, amen. So finally, what would you have to say, words of comfort and encouragement to Christians around the world when they suffer times of disaster personally, in their church, in their community, in their country?
This conference?
Yeah, what would you want to say, words of encouragement, you know, that you've learned, and comfort and all of that?
Okay, well, I'd like to say to our brothers around the world that they are not alone at the first time, because we are one body, and you have brothers and sisters around the world that take care of you. And to take the opportunities that God put through many things, and special in a disaster, because we have the privilege to respond like God responds with us when the human being leave the garden, you know. And we have this privilege. God responds with his son, and we have the same privilege. How you can do nothing?
Yeah, President Harrison talked about that today.
Yeah, only
if you've been blessed with the mercy of Jesus Christ, how can you not show mercy to everyone around the world? Well, Christian, you certainly do, and it's so good to be in your company again. Thanks you for your good words in the conference and in the sermon. And may the good Lord go with you and bless you. And I hope to see you real soon.